This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts will bid a symbolic farewell to Afghanistan on Monday in their last summit before America winds up its longest forever war and the U.S. military pulls out for good. The meeting is bound to renew questions about whether NATO's most ambitious operation ever was worth it. The 18-year effort cost the United States alone $2.26 trillion, and the price in lives includes more than 2,400 American troops and 1,100 personnel among U.S. allies, according to figures from Brown University. NATO does not keep a record of those who die in its operations. Those casualty figures dwarf Afghan losses, though, which include more than 47,000 civilians, up to 69,000 members of the National Armed Forces and police, and over 51,000 opposition figures. Israel is set to swear in a new government Sunday that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office and a political crisis that sparked four elections in 2 years. And Naftali Bennett, the head of a small ultra-nationalist party, will take over as prime minister, but if he wants to keep the job, he will have to maintain an unwidely coalition of parties from the political right, left, and center. The eight parties include a small Arab faction that is making history by sitting in the ruling coalition, and they're united in their opposition to Netanyahu and new elections, but agree on little else. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of seven leaders are aiming to end their first summit in 2 years with a set of promises. Those will include vaccinating the world against coronavirus, making huge corporations pay their fair share of taxes, and tackling climate change with a blend of technology and money. They want to show that international cooperation is back after the upheavals caused by both the pandemic and the unpredictability of former U.S. President Donald Trump. And they want to convey that the group of wealthy democracies is a better friend to poorer nations than rivals like China. But it is unclear how firm the group's commitments will be when the leaders issue their final communique on Sunday. European Union negotiators said international talks that resumed Saturday on the Iran nuclear agreement were on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain concluded a 90-minute meeting with Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The United States is not formally part of meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions on Tehran and return to abiding by the limits on its nuclear activity contained in the 2015 agreement. Turbulence from the divorce between the U.K. and the European provided an unwanted distraction at the Group of Seven summit. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that post-Brexit agreements will fail if the European Union continues to take a theologically draconian approach to the rules. Johnson held the meetings with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and EU officials on the sidelines of the summit he's hosting in southwest England. Two sides are wrangling over Northern Ireland, the only part of the UK that borders the bloc. The spat drew in U.S. President Joe Biden, who said he's concerned about the potential threat to Northern Ireland's peace accord. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, was hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions while leading thousands of motorcyclists supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday. The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop of a sound truck. Sao Paulo State Government Press Office said that the fine is equivalent to about $110. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.